Hi, how are you?
I'm just sitting in my room.
You're sitting in
just
your room?
Trying to get getting a couple of things off, which I have to Malika for tomorrow's session. She needs to have all the details about the docs, you know, who's saying what, their little bios and small, you know. Today was actually, again, a full house through the day almost. And we even... you know, we even ran over the time. We were supposed to finish by 5. It went on to 5:30. And a lot of Q&A. Interesting, I mean, a very, I would say, a receptive and sympathetic audience. Some young people, not too many, but let's say about 10 to 15% young audience.
That's
and a lot
good,
of curiosity, lot of curiosity about different projects in Oroville. And, of course, there was a very vibrant, very vivid, I would say, engagement with the topics, whether it was world in transition, whether it was a sustainable living platform.
But today was the focus was more on on the practical projects, yeah, like sustainability and ecological living and stuff. Yeah?
That was one panel, yes. But
on the transformation
for example,
in the morning. Yeah,
yeah, well, the transformation was yeah, that was the first panel post lunch, and that. Well, that had an interesting discussion also with there was Mark Tull. I actually had to miss a bit of it because I was running around. But it was well received, very well received. And before that, there was the morning session was inaugurated again by Dr. Karan Singh. We had Amika Soni giving us a very warm reception. And very sympathetic. Then there was Soni Sarabji, who was in the ex-Attorney General of India, who looked at the act from the point of view of, you know, the legal fact when it came in. And then he also cautioned us right in the end that he was very supportive, and he said that, you know, like everybody was urging, yes, Oroville has to now come out and do everything and change India and all that. So he because some people felt that, you know, that, okay, you're doing all that by yourself, but that's not enough. You know, the world is out there. And he said, well, don't be in a hurry to do everything in the next 10 years because, you know, don't feel pushed by the world. But at the same time, I think there was a remark from Karan Singh in the end. He said that maybe it's interesting for the, I mean, for India or for others to discover Oroville, but also interesting for Oroville to discover the world out there, because to realize that we don't exist in isolation, that this
That's true.
Is, you know, part of the world. So
and, also the time is, the time shows clearly that that it's a lot of transformations going on outside as well.
Yes.
So we are somehow in time, on time with things.
That was the general feeling all through, that it's time Oroville came out and it's time people heard about it. Very, I must say, very, very receptive, very open audience. You know, willing to hear us, willing to.
But
you know?
Yeah, but I believe most, at least, let's say, some of them heard about Sri Aurobindo and the mother before they came.
And many didn't, so they were discovering about that because Karan Singh went into great detail about. Sri Aurobindo's background, his work and life, and his bearing upon Oroville, which is a good introduction for, you know, for the general audience. And there was also the Oroville round.
That was about the personal experiences,
So that had some nice feedback, but also there was one or two questions, you know, like we thought that what this panel was supposed to be was a more subjective approach, so that's what we gave. But there were one or two people who felt, oh, but we were just working for ourselves, you know, and we had to go out and do all this social activism. But somehow, you know, I mean, you can't go too far. I mean, we had to kind of, you know,
But I think also for the I mean, for the Oroblins who are there right now, it's also the step out thing and perspective to see actually what we are doing, in within the interaction with others. So how was somehow that's my feeling, but I don't know because I'm not there. So
no, but it's good to be, you get a little distance, you know.
Yes, that's exactly the distance, and then you can evaluate actually what you are doing or what we are doing.
Exactly.
We are right now. Mm. And you said in the afternoon was more practical with the, the ground reality, yeah? So how was that part accepted?
That was there, but it became a more generalized discussion about ecology and sustainability in the world in general and in India and approaches that were being tried out. And there were very interesting points from Tuan, from Sahasini, from Tatpren, from the Oroville side, and we had the other speakers. There were two new speakers, Harjit Singh and so.
Satprem is also Satprem is also there.
Yeah, he was there. He just came in for the day, and he has left already.
Not really on the listed among the talkers,
participants. No, he wasn't listed. But at one point, there was a question why he wasn't involved. given that it was a sustainable building, and he has worked by a certain definition of what sustainable architecture or building is, and he definitely has a valid and a sustained contribution there. So
that's true.
But different people have been working in different ways. So anyway, it's a starting point. We cannot include everybody. Each one is getting just 6 or 7 minutes to speak, So it becomes a bit crammed in the end, because I think part of the panels was that it should be interactive, that it's not just William speaking, it's the other people speaking. So it was, both sides.
Mm-hmm. And for the conclusion, again, Dr. Karan Singh was talking, yeah? So what was
very brief, because there was not much time. Mm-hmm. So that's when he said this thing about, he was very warm, and he said that, that the realization for Aurovillians that they're not isolated, that they belong, that their experiment belongs to the world.
That is true.
By coming, that was there. And so we closed with this very short, very nice piece by Nadaka and Gopika. Mm-hmm. With photos of Matri Mandir by Giorgio. Mm-hmm. And that was very beautiful. So it was a quiet, nice ending, yeah.
Oh, by the way, Giorgio is out of hospital. Anyhow, let's say, how you would conclude after 2 days? How you can maybe evaluate the whole thing?
Give us one more day, then I'll tell you. Right now, I can't think anymore. Let's finish this tomorrow, and then we'll give you all our deep thoughts and everything.
And tomorrow is your day, yeah?
Tomorrow is everybody's day, actually. Tomorrow is the Oroville Talks.
Yeah, but
so that's what I'm kind of just preparing all the sheets for Mallika for tomorrow, which has most Oroville talks starting from the city. There'll be Tuan, Joss.
Jean-Yves, Anouma.
Ribu, Surya Gandhi, Sumit. It's a long list. In the morning, then in the evening, there's Marco and Vimal and Pierre, the cultural side. I think Marco's side, it seems Krishna will be speaking. Uh-huh. And then we have the writers. Mm. So we will be reading. We've made a selection of the poetry from different writers in Oroville. 2 fiction pieces, 2 prose pieces, and that's it. And then we have some images which will be flashed of books, with books, the people who are on the panel. And there's a discussion by Shantan, it will be moderated by Shantan Seth, and then opened up to the audience. That's the last bit.
You as one of the Oroville writers and authors, I think you're probably excited to participate in this one, particularly, no?
I'm there. Claude Arpey is there. Sebastian has a book with photos. And we were hoping Akash would come, but he cannot for some personal reasons. But we are including his an extract of his new book, which we will read, from which we will read, and it will be held part of the discussion. It will be kept as part of the discussion because all that has been sent to the moderator. So I think it will be fine, in the end.
Tell me something else. Let's talk about art, because that's the first time the art is really included and well included, and judging by the pictures, it's big,
Yes, the art is a very, they really worked hard, the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's very, very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been very well received. There was a lot of people yesterday, very nicely. Very interesting people, right?
That's good, yeah.
So I had to go up to a street.
I know.
A steady flow of people coming in and out.
Okay.
So that's been good. Yeah.
No, it's kind of breaking the line. I mean, maybe you switch the position.
Yeah. The fact that you don't see it only through, that it's such a multiple facet, So it, once for all, it breaks any kind of any static view about Auroville as this kind of, cobwebby. Spiritual sector, ashram somewhere stacked away, where they just meditate and, I don't know, eat raw food or something like that. So, so they do also. You know, like somebody wanted us to have, when they were trying to organize the, to put out a few things in the press, and they kept asking us for photos, if we had any photos of ourselves meditating or, doing stuff like that. I said, yeah. I said, look, let's not get into cliches. Auroville is about work, we are working, and when we meditate, it's part of our work, so it's, anyway, all that is, it's an encounter, as much for us as for the people
outside, yeah.
Sure, I think.
That's good, in 2 days you managed to broke some cliches, which is really good, I think, yeah?
Yeah, I think just by being, by presenting it the way we are presenting it, that by itself will break cliches without having to tell anybody anything. I think that's the best part about it, That people look at it as a city, look at it as an experiment, as an adventure. And that's how the mother saw it, when she said, I welcome you to this great adventure. And that's what we are here for. So that's going through, I guess. Discovery.
That is good. And I think it's also a reminder for us again what we are here for,
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Good night.